very distinguished guest today with us as well. His name is Brett Smith. Brett is the founder and managing director of Propeller Investments, a private equity firm in New York and in Atlanta. His experience includes positions with the Asian Times newspaper, as well as the Susquehanna Investment Group, has served as a director of business development at Prestech Corporation, and became the chairman and CEO of IE3 Corporation and Propeller Investments, which he is the managing director of, is looking to purchase Briscoe Field in Lawrenceville, Georgia, and take a net debit to the taxpayers of Gwinnett County in that area and make it into a tax-paying, job-creating entity. Mr. Smith, it's a private sector solution. Mr. Smith or Brett, it's great to have you with us.
Hey, Ty. Great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Tell us about Propeller Investments. What's the company's objectives?
Well, our objectives are to invest in companies that we believe have a strong opportunity to create wealth for our investors, but also to do good for society. Things that can actually add to the value of what people are looking for. So we only invest in aerospace and transportation because. Okay. That's what our backgrounds are, and that's what our passions are. So, we find that if you do things that you love, you tend to do a good job.
Now, how long has the company been in existence, and what led you to start the company?
The company's been in business since the beginning of 2008. What led me to be in this business was actually airports. In my previous life, I had done a lot of work with British airports, which actually is privatized.
Really?
Some of the biggest airports in the world actually are owned and operated by private companies. And this really goes back to the 80s with Margaret Thatcher. She privatized Heathrow and didn't want that taxpayers to have that burden anymore.
What a great idea. What a great idea. All right, so tell us from start to finish, tell us how you ended up looking at Briscoe Field as an investment opportunity, where you are right now, and how things are progressing.
Okay, well, as most people know who live in Atlanta, it's the only major city in the country that actually doesn't have a second airport. Mm. It's the busiest airport in the world, and it creates a lot of economic value for the state of Georgia, which, of course, nobody would deny.
You're talking about Hartsfield-Jackson.
Exactly. But 70% of the almost 90 million people a year that go through there never touch Georgia soil. And so, that tells me that it's really built and used by its primary tenant, which controls 75% of that airport, to further their business, which nothing wrong with that, but it's not built for the people who actually live and work in Atlanta.
Interesting.
So that's why we picked Atlanta. Briscoe Field was, one of the obvious choices because of its location in the northeast part of the metro area. And, growth, of course, is happening north of downtown.
Now, is Lawrenceville or whoever owns it's a publicly owned airport right now out there. Is that a profitable airport for the county or the state or at this point, or are they losing money?
No, it's break even at best. Most smaller general aviation airports, especially in the United States, are break even or lose money on a regular basis, and that's because they're eligible for grants from the FAA, and since they take money from the FAA, they're not able to take money off airports. So there's not a lot of incentive for them to make a whole lot of money because the government will give them what they need.
So if you were able to complete the purchase of this airport, not only would it open up more options for people who commute in and out of Atlanta like myself, but also it would be a job creator, if I'm right, correct me if I'm wrong here, and also a revenue creator for Northern Atlanta. Am I right about all those things?
You are 100% right. I could sit here all day and list off airports, and their benefits, but for sure it's going to create jobs. It's going to add convenience, it's going to build the economy, and it's going to bring competitive airfares to the people who live, in the area.
Are you running into any kind of opposition from city or county or state officials on this?
State officials, no. There's been, most of the state officials get it, and so do the federal officials. They understand, and, the FAA and so forth, they want to see this happen because they'd like to, you know, be able to save some money and save the taxpayers' funds as well. There is some local opposition, and it's hard to understand because we haven't even been able to put out a proposal yet. So people have been against something that they really don't even know or, you know, understand what exactly they're against, which is a little perplexing to me.
Is there examples that you're citing as you talk into these folks as to how it's increased the economy in other parts of the country where this has been done?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we go around, we explain to them, you know, we give them examples. You know, you look at just up the road in Greenville, Spartanburg, it's created over 3,600 jobs in the local area. Even smaller,
wow,
like Aspen, Colorado. I mean, they have... That airport brings in $1.1 billion in economic impact to Colorado, and it only has 277,000 passengers going through it a year.
That is incredible. So how many jobs would you anticipate this airport creating in the event that the transaction gets done? And I guess the next question is, how close are you to completing the transaction?
Okay, first question. Look, there are 35,000 people out of work. Actually, it's a little more than that in Gwinnett County alone.
Okay.
So it's about 9.7% unemployment up there. This will create, over the next 10 years, approximately 20,000 jobs. A lot of them will be ancillary jobs that come up from having an airport. So, you know, you put commercial service in, or passenger service, rather, and, you know, you need hotels for crews, for people coming to visit, rental cars, and so forth. So the bulk of the jobs will be indirect from the airport. On airport, you're looking at, you know, probably between 800 and 1,200 jobs. And how close we are, well, you know, this has been going on for 2 years.
Okay.
It got held up when there was a change of government up in Gwinnett. The chairman resigned, and another commissioner was indicted. So that made it,
wow,
a little bit difficult. you know, a lot of people try to accomplish what we're trying to do because the local politics becomes, you know, intolerable.
Sure.
But the county is now, it seems to be moving forward, and we're expecting them to issue a request for proposal sometime in the next month or so.
Very good.
So tell me again the number of jobs you believe this will create if it gets completed.
20,000 jobs.
20,000 jobs, and you're running into opposition from the local area. I got to tell you, I am a big proponent of the free market solution, private business solution. I'm in favor of what you're doing, not only because I love the free market, but also because I'd like to have more options flying in and out of Atlanta. So I applaud what you're doing. Brett, do you have a website address that people could go to find out more about what you're doing and lend support if they want to?
Absolutely. We really need local support. You know, we've really polled the county extensively to make sure they wanted it. And you know what? 85% of the population is in favor of this. So there is overwhelming support. Flybrisco.com. It's FlyBrisco.com. And we're also on Facebook, Fly Brisco Field.
All right. Thanks so much for Brett. Thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it. We're talking to Brett Smith of the managing director, Propeller Investments. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right.